This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
I want to read this to you guys. We just got a little bit of breaking news. The legendary voice of the Jayhawks, Bob Davis, passed away. This is a press release from the University of Kansas. Bob Davis, the legendary voice of the Jayhawks for more than 30 years, has passed away at the age of 80. His family announced he is survived by his son, Stephen, his daughter-in-law, Katie, and his grandchildren. He is preceded in death by his wife, Linda, who actually recently passed away. Bob and Linda were married for 53 years. Bob passed away Thursday, March 20th. Bob Davis began his KU career in 1984, retired in 2016. This is the quote from Kansas Athletics. Quote, Bob Davis is synonymous with KU Athletics for a generation of fans who grew up listening to some of his calls of some of the most important moments in Kansas basketball history. Bob's love and passion of the Jayhawks shined through during broadcasts with his beloved radio partners for more than three decades. Bob represented Kansas Athletics in an exemplary fashion and connected Jayhawks fans everywhere with his famous one-liners and detailed storytelling. I got the chance to meet Bob Davis a couple of times, and he could not have been any nicer to me. He was somebody that I looked up to, not as the voice of the Jayhawks, but you remember back in those RSTN days, it would be Bob Davis and Paul Splittorff who would call the game. So rest in peace to Bob Davis. Really sad news that Bob Davis has passed away. Let's go to the phone lines right now and be joined by Gabe DeArmond of PowerMizzou.com to highlight the Tigers, whose season ended last night at the hands of Drake. Gabe, happy to have you on, my man.
Yeah, what's going on, Carrington?
Let's just start with this. What was it like to be in the building yesterday? Because you could just feel it watching it at home on television. That crowd was pleading with Missouri to go on a run to get back in the game. And they made it interesting for a while, but Drake just made more plays in the final 5 minutes of the game, and they're the one moving on in the tournament.
Yeah, I mean, there were definitely more Missouri fans there. When Missouri made the run to get within one, I mean, that place was loud. It sounded like a home game. You know, and like you said, Missouri fans wanted to be there all weekend. We expected we would be there all weekend. I think the first time I thought, was probably about 12 minutes left in the first half. And it just never really got better. Missouri was lucky. Against a better offensive team, Missouri would have been on 20 in the first half. It could have been a blowout, but Drake doesn't do that. Drake doesn't run away from teams, and they kept Missouri in it by turning the ball over and missing a bunch of free throws. But Missouri could just they had an 8 minute stretch, and they went on like a 10-0 run, something like that. But that was it. Outside of that, they got dominated in that game.
You and I talk enough that I feel like you and I are on the same page about this, and we can talk enough about specifically about Dennis Gates and the things that I think he did wrong in this game, but quite simply to me, Missouri just didn't make enough shots to win this game, especially early on. Yeah. They scored 23 points in the first 20 minutes. They made 15 shots in the game. You can't score less than 60 points in 2025 and think that you are winning a college basketball game against a good team like Drake.
Yeah, and the first 6 minutes I thought actually went the way Missouri would want. Drake was having a hard time getting the ball to midcourt. Drake was making – like, they had made one field goal in, like, the first 7 minutes of that game. But Missouri didn't make them pay for it. Missouri couldn't score, you know. And even in the comeback, I mean, it's 54-51, and Marquez Warwick has a wide-open three on the wing, and he just didn't make it. You know, I mean, it's a good shot. It's the right shot. You have no problem with the guy who took it taking it, and he just didn't make it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Make it. And yeah, that is not absolving Dennis Gates of responsibility for last night, because he shares some, but you know how it is. Every game now in college, I don't care what sport, every game. Well, he chose the players, so even if the players were bad, it's all his fault. It is completely, like, we are incapable anymore of analyzing sports. We just blame the coach.
Where I thought Dennis Gates made his biggest mistake was there was that stretch there in the second half that I thought Missouri came out pretty composed, and they just allowed Drake to just get way too many easy baskets. That once Missouri's offense started to wake up, you got to get stops on the other end too, and they just didn't do that enough, not in this game, not in the second half of the season. Since March started, Missouri has given up over 50% shooting from its opponents. I don't care how good your offense is. It's just hard to consistently beat good teams at this time of the year if you can't get stops on that end of the floor.
Yeah, I mean, they ultimately lost this game because of their offense, but that stretch, the first 8 minutes of the second half, I mean, it was a layup line. Drake had like three dunks and four possessions at one point, you know, and that's not a team that likes to fast break, but if you're just going to give up turnovers for easy buckets, they'll take advantage of it, and they did. You know, you can definitely, I thought it was a little weird changing the starting lineup for the first time in, you know, however many games, and starting Caleb Grill, and I didn't ask why, because that's not what lost the game or anything. But there were some other things in there. You know, I actually wouldn't have hated to see T.O. Barrett a little bit sooner. I thought he was the only guy that actually played well last night on Missouri's team.
Gabe, who's the player maybe that you would, I don't know if single out is the right phrase, that you would kind of look at and say, man, that was just a disappointing effort? Because you and I and every Missouri person spent the time talking about how Drake was going to have a tough time defending Mark Mitchell. And I don't feel like they had a tough time defending him at all. Like, when I think of Mitchell's game, it is you get him in open space, you get him downhill, and you get him attacking the basket. I didn't see nearly enough of that yesterday from Missouri's best offensive player.
Yeah, Mark's not alone. Like I said, I think literally everybody except one kid played a below average to flat out poor game. But I thought Mark might have 30 in that game. And he had not scored until there was a minute 15 left in the first half. And then he had 5 points in two possessions. And I actually wrote, I said, if they do that every possession in the second half, if they run everything through him, they might still be able to win the game. And then they didn't. And frankly, Mark made it impossible to do because he just couldn't make anything. He was 2 for 8. You know, and we've seen Mark have trouble finishing at times when he doesn't get rewarded with the foul call and get to the free throw line. And so, again, he was not alone. I thought Ant Robinson's game was unbelievably disappointing. Tony Perkins, I thought, was like a big game NCAA tournament guard, and he basically benched himself with back-to-back turnovers late in the first half. I think he played 2 or 3 minutes in the second half. So there were a lot of guys that were not good. But Mark was the one that you thought was going to be big in that game, and he wasn't.
Right now we're talking to Gabe DeArmond of PowerMizzou.com. I'm sure you've seen it on your website, a lot of fan disappointment with Dennis Gates, and I get it. It's after a loss. Yeah. People are not going to say very positive things about you after you lose. I mean, I look at his first 3 years. I think that last year is a little bit overblown. I think they got it right in the transfer portal. Injuries just happened. They didn't have Caleb Grill at any point in SEC play. They didn't have the Tanji kid at any point in SEC play. And then it just starts to spiral, and then it just kind of collapsed completely from under them. I think that Gates has proven that he is a good coach, and I think we're trying to figure out if he is a great coach and what that next level is. How do you assess his first 3 years at Missouri?
Yeah, overall, you know, solid, but there are more questions right now than you want there to be. I mean, let's be honest. He's been to 2 NCAA tournaments. He has 1 win over Utah State. And he has lost 2 games fairly decidedly to Drake and Princeton that just didn't have anywhere near the level of talent he did. And I understand it's unfair to judge entirely on the NCAA tournament, but, the way this sport is, that is a final that's worth 60% of your grade. And he did not fail the initial final, but like he got a, you know, he had a path to the Sweet 16 and he can get there. He failed this final. I mean, this was an F. This was their worst game of the year. And then in between, I don't think it was overblown. I understand there are reasons for it, but had they just won 3 games, people feel differently. I'm just telling you, Carrington, I hear from him every day. There are people that will never get over it. Like, Dennis Gates will never win with some people because of 0 last year. And, you know, I think the criticism is too strong today, but I also think it is very fair to be disappointed. And I don't think you can sit here and say, I know this is the guy to get this program where I want it to go. Now, he's going to get a chance. He's done a solid job, but here's the other problem Missouri has. They have a lot of people that are my age that grew up when that was a top 15 program in the country. Now, it underachieved in the tournament, but like they won conference titles and they were ranked number 1 in the country, and they went legitimately head to head with, you know, Kansas and Oklahoma and the best in the Big 8, and had a couple, you know, reached the Elite 8 a few times and all that. And that's the standard for people who grew up watching it. That is a standard that has not been met by this program for 30 years.
And one thing that I think is always interesting, because you're a little older than me, so just like I don't have that exact frame of reference when it comes to this program, but I will say about Missouri fans is anytime there is a possibility they are good at basketball, people run back to Mizzou Arena just to get a feel of what it used to be like.
Yeah, look, this fan base cares about basketball. There's no question. More so than I think any fan base in the SEC outside of Kentucky. You know, and that's why it is so baffling and so upsetting to the fans that Missouri's been so bad at it for, you know, since joining the SEC. And not that Missouri was bad this year. Missouri was solid this year. But the concern, I think, for fans is, what if this is our ceiling? Is that good enough? And for them, I don't think winning like 22 games, finishing in the middle of the league, and maybe winning one in the tournament is good enough for the ceiling.
Last thing here, Gabe, because I know on you guys' website you're going to be tracking the transfer portal very hard over the next 2-3 weeks or so. What do they need? What does Missouri need to go out there and grab in the portal?
Well, part of it obviously depends on who leaves, right? And we don't know for sure. who's gonna stay, who's gonna go, because we don't know about that about any team. They need two shooters because Tamar Bates is gone and Caleb Grill is gone. So two shooters slash scorers. And I think they need a big man who's an offensive threat, because I think Mark Mitchell could have a huge year if you can put somebody next to him to take some pressure off of him. But, like, if you're asking Mark to be the big guy and the only one that's really a threat on offense, I don't think that's fair.
That is Gabe DeArmond of PowerMizzou.com joining us on the show today to talk about Missouri as their season has come to a close. Gabe, I'm sure at some point we'll talk here over the next couple of months or so as Missouri gets ready for spring football, and we'll get ready for football. It'll be right around the corner right before we know it. Thanks a lot.
All right, man. Appreciate you.